The bottom line is this, though. Tim, if you really feel this way about Native Americans, you ought to apologize for the statements you made about them that were totally inaccurate. But yet you won't. And you're going to say they were cut up or taken out of form. Look, that's on tape once again, and you didn't think anybody was listening. But believe people when they say stuff in a back room.
Mr. Sheehy.
Well, the back room was a gathering with about, I don't know, 5 dozen people there. But the reality is, insensitive. I come from the military, as many of our tribal members do. You know, we make insensitive jokes and probably off color sometimes. And you know, I'm an adult. I'll take accountability for that. But let's not distract from the issues that our tribal communities are suffering. The border bill that I wasn't even able to vote on didn't pass. And the border's been wide open on the Democrats' watch, controlling the White House and the Senate. They've had an opportunity to close that border. They have not closed the border. They'll point to a bill that maybe would have done something that didn't pass. And have yet another messaging opportunity to distract from the issue that they selectively and intentionally opened the border, stood by and let it stay wide open for years. And then when we actually try to close it and talk about closing it, they call it politics. What I call politics is creating a massive issue that was already secure, creating the problem, and then trying to scramble to have a solution right before Election Day to claim that you fixed the problem that you started. Truth is, the Democrats opened the border. They kept it open for years. They have not been able to close it. And this fall, when we win November 5th, we're going to close the border day one.
Final word to Senator Tester.
The reason we weren't able to close the border 6-8 months ago is because the party bosses told Tim Sheehy and other folks, several which he's had in the state, by the way, of my colleagues, to vote no on the bill. And they did. In Tim's case, before he even read it, he said no. But let's talk about our Native Americans here for a second, Tim. The statement you made degrades Native Americans across this country. And you can say, look, I'll take responsibility. But you know, apologies matter. And how you treat people matter. And if you treat them with disrespect, other people will disrespect them. So like I said to begin with, you're a big guy. Just apologize.
Will you apologize for opening the border?